couple of other questions about eggs while we're still talking about food. What do you call the inside part of the egg?
White of an egg.
And then inside the white is the...
Inside the white is a yolk, the yellow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Job 6:6. Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? There's no taste in the white of an egg unless you put foreign substance, salt or something.
Then now you were talking about the, I've already forgotten what you called the kind of meat that you cooked in the batter, but what is some salt or sugar cured meat that you might cook with greens, might boil with greens?
They call that fatback.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it has a lot of lean in it.
Well, that's streaky meat. Mm-hmm.
That's what you call it.
That's what you slice. That's a better grade of meat. You can, the farmers of that kind of meat either sliced it or made the roast or something like that out of it. Of course, it'd be fatter. But it's got now, the used to, the cheapest grade of meat you could get was our cheapest meat, it wasn't the greatest, cheapest meat off the hog you could get, would be the fatback. But now the price of fatback's got so high, if you eat any of that, you're eating high on the hog.
All right, talking about high on the hog, I guess. If you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
In dressing the hog, the way we used to, we take our... Well, we cut the backbone out, but after we started dressing for the markets and things like that, we sawed them right straight down through the back. Then you cut, the way you do your cutting, then you cut part of this backbone out, so far the ribs out there, that makes your pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take your ribs off, and that was your ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Then this other meat, you call it side meat.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd trim it, trim to where it'd be right, you know, and then you'd, and salt curing it, you'd lay it out, let it cool.
Mm-hmm.
You'd fix your hams and everything, and the shoulders, and the side meat, cutting off and trimming in shape, you see, you'd use that for lard, the fat, and the lean and streaky part you'd use for sausage.
Mm-hmm. Is the side meat the same as the middling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you don't call it that?
Well, it's interchangeable. The middling and side meat are the same because that's, if you buy side meat, you're buying the middling.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the meat that you buy that's already sliced thin to eat with your eggs?
Bacon?
Yeah. Would you still call it bacon if it were not sliced?
Yeah, it'd be slab bacon.
And what's the outside part that's tough that you have to cut off?
That's the skin.
Okay. And if you're, what do you call the man that sells the meat in the store?
The butcher.
All right. And if your meat has gone bad so that you can't eat it anymore, what do you say it is?
Spoiled.
Right. What would you call butter that tastes funny?
One thing you call sour, stale butter. There's another name that they call that, and I don't recall it right now.
Rancid is what I
call. Rancid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if you are, after you butcher a hog, what might you make with the meat from its head?
From what?
From its head.
You'd prepare the head,
mm-hmm.
and you'd cook it. Then you take that and you press it, and you call it press meat, mm-hmm. and